afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, today is one of those days that I think you could describe as picture perfect, isn't it? Just a gorgeous day out there, sunny and 70 degrees. Well, right now here in Marion, 75 degrees, and that is just about perfect. I just stepped out on the front porch here at our studios, and it is just beautiful out there. And so I hope you had some time to take in this nice weather, but I hope you also have some time to keep your ear to the radio, because we're giving away an Arby's gift card this afternoon at 4:55, and a $5 Arby's gift card. So if it's been a little bit since you've been to Arby's, or if you are an Arby's fan, hey, keep your ear to the radio and give us a call and play trivia. That's coming up. Well, the weekend was kind of different. The wife and I had a memorial service to go to for my late aunt. She actually is from Texas, and she was from Texas, and she passed away in December, and they ended up cremating her, and they had a memorial down in Texas, and then Saturday was the memorial for those of her family here in Ohio. And her name was Mary Ruth, and she was just a wonderful lady. And she was very knowledgeable on herbs and oils and things like that. And she had really helped me out when I had a couple of problems and needed some oils on like a couple of skin conditions. And she was good to recommend those. But she was just a wonderful person. So it was nice to take some time to remember her on Saturday. And then the wife and I and my brother, we went down to the Polaris area, and we ate at Red Robin. And I'll tell you what, they are known for their hamburgers, but I got a grilled chicken sandwich, and it was really, really good. It comes with all kinds of lettuce and tomatoes and everything on top. Grilled chicken, and I got a little bowl of chili and a side salad. And that was a pretty good meal down there. And I stayed within my Weight Watchers points, too, although on Saturdays, the wife and I kind of don't pay too much of attention to our Weight Watchers points. We allow ourselves one cheat meal, and we get to go out and eat out and just enjoy a cheat meal. So that's the way we kind of do our Weight Watchers points. We try to weigh in on, like, Thursdays or Fridays, and that's how we kind to try to do it there, to keep everything on track, you know. So I hope you all had a good week, and I hope you all are doing fantastic out there. 4:20 is the time, and that means it's time to get to the trivia. All you need to do for a chance to win this Arby's gift card today is call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win, and then at 4:55 we will draw a name out of the stack of names of the folks that have called today. All right, sound good? My number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and here is your first trivia question. Who recorded Wake Up Little Susie in 1957? Who recorded Wake Up Little Susie in 1957? Which is the largest living species of penguin? Which is the largest living species of penguin? Which mammal can hear with its feet? It can actually detect sounds from miles away with its feet. What mammal is that? It's a large mammal. I'll give you a hint. What does WWE stand for? What does WWE stand for? Hi, we're on the air.
The
Everly Brothers, that's right. Well, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And I know who this is. This is Noah, right?
Yeah.
All right, Noah. What have you been up to on this beautiful day?
Just staying the night at Mimi and Papa's house for a little bit and came back home.
Okay. Have you been outside today?
Yep.
It's nice out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just a beautiful day outside.
Yep.
Well, we just can't ask for anything better. It's a little cold to get in your pool today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little cold for that. But it's going to be warming back up. It's going to be in the 80s in the next few days. So if in between rain showers, maybe you can get in your pool. How's that sound?
Good.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, Noah. Well, I'll put you in for a chance to win, okay? Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, and you have a good night now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good talking to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 740-383-9944, our number here at Offbeat News and Trivia. What is the most common pitch in baseball? What is the most common pitch in baseball? Can you tell me the answer to that one? A score of one under par is called a what? A score of one under par is called a what? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, elephant can hear with his feet.
Yes, elephant can hear with his feet. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. It's been about a picture-perfect day today, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been beautiful.
Yeah. Have you gotten a chance to get outside?
Yeah, I've been working outside a little bit.
Yeah. It's a good day to work outside. I've been enjoying the day sitting on my porch a little bit.
Yeah, that's where I am right now.
Yeah.
Sitting on the porch a while.
Yeah, it's a good front porch kind of day.
It is.
Grab your favorite drink, if it's lemonade or pop or whatever it is, and just sip on it and enjoy your day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mr. David, good to talk to you, and we'll get you signed up, all right?
All right. You have a good evening.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Hey. Can you tell me what sushi is? Sushi is basically what? Sushi is basically what? Hi, we're on the air.
Fastball?
Fastball, yes. That is the most common pitch in baseball. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, doing good. And have you been enjoying this beautiful day?
Yep, sitting on the porch doing nothing.
That's exactly what this kind of day was made for. Yes, indeed. About 75 degrees here in Marion, and up here it's feeling good.
Yep, same.
Got any specific plans for tonight, or just going to enjoy the weather?
Probably just enjoy the weather.
There you go. Sounds good. All right, Miss Ashley. Well, we'll get you signed up, and I appreciate the phone call. It's good talking to you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good evening, all right?
Yeah, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Which state is most associated with clam chowder? Which state, I should say states, because I have two of them here. Which states are most associated with clam chowder? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, sushi's raw fish.
Raw fish, that's exactly right. I think I had it about one time.
I don't like it.
I didn't like it either. I think you might have to develop a taste for it or something.
Yeah, you sure do.
Now, is this Mr. Lee?
Yes.
All right. Well, good to hear from you, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, and you enjoy this beautiful evening, all right?
Okay, thanks, Nate.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 4:27 is the time on Offbeat News and Trivia. Having fun answering phone calls on this Wednesday afternoon. The callers are the stars of the show, for sure. And we enjoy taking our phone calls. And it looks like we got another one coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
40.
Yeah, birdie. A score of 1 under par has caught a birdie. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And this is Mr. Lucas.
Yes.
All right, Lucas. Well, have you been outside enjoying this beautiful day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is nice out, isn't it? It's a good day to just relax and have a good time, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, it's good talking to you, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a good night now, all right, Lucas?
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, the next caller could be you, 740-383-9944. Which alcoholic drink is made from pressed apples? Which alcoholic drink is made from pressed apples? And this one might be a little different question. What is traditionally eaten on Christmas Day in the United Kingdom? What is traditionally eaten on Christmas Day in the United Kingdom? All right, those are the trivia questions that we have to start off with on this Wednesday afternoon. Give us a call, sign up for a chance to win an Arby's gift card. That's what we've got on the table for you this afternoon. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, WWE is World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah, World Wrestling Entertainment. That is correct. Well, how's your day going today?
It's going good. How about yours?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. Couldn't ask for a better day today.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yep. I don't know. Did you order this day today? Maybe it was you
that ordered
this
day. No, I didn't order it.
Well, whoever ordered it, we say thank you very much anyhow, don't we?
Yeah, that's right.
We certainly will take it, for sure.
Yes.
All right, Miss Becky. Well, hey, I got you signed up for a chance to win. It's always good.
Okay.
Always good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. You have a good day now, Nick.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, 4:30, right on the nose at Offbeat News and Trivia, 75 degrees here in beautiful Marion, Ohio on South Prospect Street, and we are broadcasting live on this Wednesday afternoon, June the 16th. Man, already halfway through June, where is the summer gone? I should say, I guess spring, where is the spring gone? Because we're not officially to summer quite yet, I don't think. But, yeah, where has the spring gone? My goodness. Time sure flies when you're having fun, as they say. Well, I'll tell you what, the phone keeps ringing and we keep answering calls. Love to have our listeners on the air. Here comes another call. Hi, we're on the air.
Emperor Penguin.
And the emperor penguin, yes, that's the largest living species of penguin. Do you like to, you ever see the penguins when you go to the zoo?
I don't know.
Yeah, penguins are kind of a different kind of animals. They always look like they got a tux on. Well, how's your day going? Have you gotten a chance to get outside, Miss Allison?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, it's definitely a good day to go walk in the woods or whatever it is you want to do today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, couldn't ask for a better day. You got any plans for tonight or just going to enjoy the weather?
I don't really know.
Okay, all right. Well, it's good to talk to you, and I'll get you signed up for this Arby's gift card, all right?
All right.
Hey, you have a good night now, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Good to hear from several of our listeners as we kick off the show. Already about a quarter of the way through here on this Wednesday afternoon. And we'd love to hear from you. Here's the trivia questions that I have left. Which state is most associated with clam chowder? Which states are most associated with clam chowder? Which alcoholic drink is made from pressed apples? Which alcoholic drink is made from pressed apples? And what is traditionally eaten on Christmas Day in the UK? What is traditionally eaten on Christmas Day in the UK? And I'll leave you with those for now. We'll come back and hit some more trivia questions here later on. Right now, I have some offbeat fast facts for you. A male kangaroo is called a boomer. Did you know that? I didn't. The only one-syllabled U.S. state is Maine. An electric eel can release a charge powerful enough to start 50 cars. Wow. Cows can give more milk when they listen to music. I wonder what kind. I'm partial to country music myself. I don't know. Country and Southern gospel. That's what I was raised on. I was raised on Southern gospel and maybe more traditional hymns type of music there. But I don't know. It doesn't say what type of music anyhow. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, is Boston the clam chowder?
Yeah, Boston, Massachusetts, right. That's the clam chowder.
I wasn't for sure. I took a guess at it.
Yeah. Now, how about yourself? Are you a fan of clam chowder?
No.
No, don't care for it too much, huh?
Not the old raw feast deal either.
Okay.
I remember Charlie used to like that stuff.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Well, you know, I used to enjoy tuna and fish and chips and that, but the weird thing is a couple months ago, I seemed to have all of a sudden become allergic to it.
Yeah.
And then my stomach just cramps up real bad, and it's the strangest thing. It just came on all of a sudden, so I can't. I've had to stay away from fish. It's strange. I don't know.
It ain't going along with your diet or anything with it that you're doing.
I don't know. I don't know if it has to do with cutting down on everything or not. But it's the strangest thing, because tuna fish is supposed to be good for you on the Weight Watchers, but I can't have it.
Yeah, that's what I told my wife. I said, well, I like that because when we used to take the lettuce and they made the salad and everything with the tuna fish in it, and they made it like a sandwich spread. And, man, it is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I just love tuna fish and anything in it, but I just can't seem to eat it anymore. It's only happened twice with the bad stomach cramp, so I'm not for sure if I'm actually having an allergic reaction to it. So I'm going to try it again sometime when I don't have to be someplace the next day.
Yeah. I was listening to you talk. Was it your aunt or somebody that told you remedies or something?
Right, yeah, she was into old school remedies.
Well, I have a problem here this year with when I mow. And they said I thought I had an allergy to grass or something. I break out. It looks like that's their psoriasis or whatever they have. And they just give you some ointment to put on it. But I said it's crazy. This year it's what it's done to me when I mow and stuff. So I wish they had a remedy out to take care of that.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah,
what it looks like on your hands. It just looks like that. And they said it was causing the grass. He said, I might have to even quit mowing my yard.
Wow, that's something else. You know, the body just does some strange things sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, I think anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah, that's different for sure.
Yeah, I was let you talk that much. Well, I wish they had something for that because it just tears you up when that comes out like that. You know, it just kind of rots your skin out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, skin reactions are terrible. Oh, boy. They are.
Anymore. I think awful. There's so much out there, you never know what's going to get.
No, you really don't. You really, really don't.
But I better get off here and let somebody in. But I hear you had a decent meal.
Oh, yeah. Yep, sure did.
But I've seen that advertised. I have never been there. My son used to does a lot of that because he works out of Capital City, so he does a lot of that. And the only one he says he dislikes is the chili. He didn't like that chili, the Sky Chili or whatever they call it.
Oh, is it the Skyline?
Yeah, Skyline Chili.
Yeah.
He said he didn't care for that. He thought it was, you know, kind of rotten.
Well, the Skyline Chili has a kind of an odd taste to it, I think. It's just kind of different. Homemade chili, to me, my mom's homemade chili or somebody else's homemade chili, to me, is just as good as that, I think. That's my personal opinion.
That's the way it's at your own. That's the way I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, just good old homemade chili.
All right, Nate, I better get out of here. Somebody might be swearing me out.
Okay, good to hear from you, Ralph. Take it easy.
Take care now out there.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, good to hear from our listeners out there in Radio Land, and we're glad to have you tuned in. You can be next at 740-383-9944. The two trivia questions I have right now: which alcoholic drink is made from pressed apples, and what is traditionally eaten on Christmas Day in the UK? I'll give you some more trivia questions straight ahead, so keep it right here. The number of times a cricket chirps in 15 seconds plus 37 will give you the current air temperature. Offbeat fast facts. These are from our friends at Snapple. As in the drink, Snapple.com. You can find these there. Thousands of them, actually. A compass needle does not point directly north. It's actually just a little off. Heavier, not bigger, lemons produce more juice. Ketchup was once sold as a medicine. In the Middle Ages, chicken soup was considered an aphrodisiac. And no two lip impressions are the same. Your offbeat fast facts to kick things off here on our content portion of Offbeat News and Trivia. And the Offbeat News portion is right here. I have it right here to tell you. All right, here we go. A Chicago man who jumped into Lake Michigan to treat a hangover in June 2020 has now jumped into the lake for 365 consecutive days. Dan O'Connor took a leap into the water Saturday at Montrose Harbor, making his 365th consecutive jump into Lake Michigan in what has become his daily routine amid the COVID-19 pandemic. I started jumping into Lake Michigan on June 13, 2020. That was the first day, and the first day I came down here was because I was hungover. And it felt so good I just started doing it every day, O'Connor said. He found jumping into the lake was a good way to clear his mind of the world's ills. You know, with everything that was happening, you talk about June, it was the pandemic and the politics and protests, just all that. I could come down here and dive into the water, and it would just kind of clear it, clear the palate, and cleanse the day. Start anew, he said. O'Connor said the winter months were the most difficult of his routine due to frequently that he incurred cuts and scrapes from hacking through the ice to make a large hole enough for him to reach the water. Yes, indeed, he did it. All winter long, too, 365 days of jumping into Lake Michigan to clear his head. A pair of Idaho men who lost the Guinness World Record for most behind-the-back flying disc catches in 1 minute reclaimed their title with 67 catches. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, initially teamed with Mike Beecham to break the record with 51 catches, but their title was taken by a Japanese team who managed 57 catches during a TV show taping. Rush said it took multiple tries to reclaim the record, and one attempt was 68 catches, with this qualified when he stepped over the line that denoted the 15-foot distance required by Guinness. The pair ended up reclaiming the record with 67 catches.
Rush said he believes that with more practice, they could break their own record with 70 or more catches. A lightning strike on a car traversing a Florida highway caused damage to the vehicle and the road, but fortunately not the driver. The Florida Highway Patrol said lightning struck a Nissan Rogue traveling westbound Monday morning on Interstate 75 in Broward County. The lightning struck about 11:20 a.m., caused damage to the vehicle's antenna and electrical system. The strike also left a 7-foot-long, 4-inch-wide gouge in the road. The driver of the car, a 48-year-old Naples man, was not injured in the strike. The car was towed from the scene, and highway crews were alerted to the damage to the pavement. There's part one of your offbeat news for you on this Wednesday afternoon. 4:43 at the time, 75 degrees here in Marion, Ohio on this beautiful day. And it is time for On This Day in History. June the 16th, 1884, at Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, the first roller coaster in America opened. 1890, the second Madison Square Gardens opened. 1883, the New York Giants baseball team admitted all ladies for free to the ballpark. It was the first Ladies' Day. 1897, the U.S. government signed a treaty of annexation with Hawaii. My brother happens to be in Hawaii right now. 1903, Ford Motor Company was incorporated. 1904, the novel Ulysses by James Joyce took place. The main character of the book was Leopold Bloom. 1907, the Russian Tsar dissolved the Duma in St. Petersburg. 1922, Henry Berliner accomplished the first helicopter flight at College Park, Maryland. And on this date in 1925, France accepted a German proposal for a security pact. There you go. That's what happened on this day in history. All right, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. We are giving away a Arby's gift card this afternoon at 4:55. So coming up in just a few moments, we'll be giving away that gift card. You may be our lucky winner, but you have to play. All you need to do for a chance to win is call, answer one of my trivia questions, and I'll put you in the stack with the rest of the folks that have called in. And we will see about drawing your name at 4:55 this afternoon. We'll mix everybody up and pull out a winner, find out who the winner may be. Here we go. I will add some more trivia questions on to what we already got. So if you'd like to play trivia, here we go. Which alcoholic drink is made from pressed apples? Which alcoholic drink is made from pressed apples? What is traditionally eaten on Christmas Day in the UK? What is traditionally eaten on Christmas Day in the UK? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question. My friend wants Zimbabwe Day tickets, but she's not able to pick them up. Can I come get them for her?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Let me get your name, and I will write down a note that you will be here to get him.
Well, can I come now or no?
Okay, I'll be here till 5 o'clock. What time do you think you'll be here?
Within 5 minutes.
Within 5 minutes, all right. You know right where we're at?
Yep.
You do? Okay, yep. Doors unlocked, come on in. I'm actually not sure exactly where he keeps these tickets. I think I got them right here. Are you picking up for Judy?
Yes.
Okay, great. They are right here. I've got them right on the desk. You can come on in and grab them.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Always willing to help our listeners out there in radio land. And so there you go. All right, playing trivia here at 740-383-9944. Who reached number 2 on the U.S. charts with Great Balls of Fire? You got to know this. Who reached number 2 on the U.S. charts with Great Balls of Fire? Where did Babe Ruth start his major league career? Where did Babe Ruth start his major league career? How many holes are there on a standard golf course? How many holes are there on a standard golf course? There you go. Thank you. Okay. 18 is correct. All right. Which is the most successful team in NBA history? Which is the most successful team in NBA history? What is pasta made from? What is pasta made from? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Bob, I'm doing great, buddy. It's good to hear from you. Glad you got through.
Yeah, finally.
Yes, sir.
On that pudding, and the thing, it's a pudding, but I can't remember the name of it.
Oh,
that they traditionally eat.
Oh, you mean over in the UK?
Yeah.
Well, this one here is actually a type of meat that they eat.
Yeah, well, they call it pudding something. I can't remember what it is.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. The one I've got down is they traditionally eat turkey on Christmas Day.
Yeah, but they had a name for it. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure either, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, they made it with me, but it was a... I just couldn't remember.
That's all right, Bob. How's your day going, buddy?
All right.
Good, good.
Yeah.
It sure is a nice day, isn't it?
Yeah. Very nice. I got out on the porch with the dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very nice. Well, are they cooking supper for you tonight, or do you have to cook it?
I'm making hamburgers.
You're making hamburgers? All right.
Yeah, hamburgers and fries.
Oh, hamburgers and fries.
Yeah.
Now, do you have, like, tomato and lettuce and stuff to put on top of the hamburgers?
Oh, yeah. We put everything on it.
Oh, yeah. Stack it up real good.
Yeah. That's what they're having tonight. All right.
Hey, all right, Bob. Thanks for calling. Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Coming up on 4:50, we have 5 minutes left before we do our drawing. Which is the most successful team in NBA history? Which is the most successful team in NBA history? What is pasta made from? What is pasta made from? All right. Can you answer any of those? 740-383-9944. If you tried earlier and got a busy signal right now, we are clear, so you might be able to get through and answer a trivia question and get your name in the drawing for an Arby's gift card, which we will give away in just about 4 minutes. All right, sound good? Give us a ring. We'd love to talk to you. Everybody's welcome here at Offbeat News and Trivia. Okay, head with me now down the hallway to my little classroom. And I've got my chairs all spaced out for you. And on the chalkboard, I have written this week's Weird Word of the Week. And this week's weird word is dissolent. Dissolent. D-I-S-S-I-L-I-E-N-T. Dissolent. And it's an adjective. And the definition is bursting apart or bursting open. Bursting apart or bursting open. You know what? I pronounced that wrong. It's dissilient.
Disilient. Disilient. Not dissonant. Disilient. Ha ha. Yes, your teacher got it wrong for once. So when I give you the test, I will not give you an F. I will give you a better grade. Disilient. Disilient. It entered English in the second half of the 17th century. Disilient. All right, that's our weird word of the week. So weird that your host couldn't even barely pronounce it. But I caught myself, so there you go. That's a good thing. Hey, you know what? It is grilling season, isn't it? And Bob said he's having hamburgers. And, you know, and it's a good grilling season for hamburgers and hot dogs and steaks. And people do veggies on the grill, whatever. Here's some grilling tips. Here's a couple of them before we do our drawing. Start with a clean grill. Don't let last night's salmon skin, or salmon, if you say it, impart a fishy char flavor to tonight's chicken breasts. Use a sturdy metal brush to clean the grates in between uses. This is easiest when the grill is hot. Number two, don't move the food around. In general, the fewer times you flip something, the better. Once is ideal for most meats. If the meat is stuck to the grill, let it cook more. It will unstick itself when it's ready for flipping. Number three, don't squeeze or flatten meats. Yes, I know that burst of sizzling flame that comes from squishing a burger with a spatula is tempting, but you know what is creating that flame burst? Fat. And you know what fat is? Juicy flavor. Don't squish meat because you will squeeze out the taste and moisture. Number four, keep a spray bottle handy for flare-ups. Flames are not your food's friends. They will char it unpleasantly. Keep a spray bottle filled with water handy. This will allow you to dampen flare-ups without interfering with heat. And number five, buy a meat thermometer. Unless you are a very experienced cook, it is hard to tell meat's temperature merely by touching it. Although if you are interested, here's how to do it. Touch the meat. If it's soft like the flesh between your index finger and thumb, it's rare. If it's soft like your cheek, it's medium rare. And if it's firm like your forehead, it's well done. More accurate for most of us, a quick check of a temp from a thermometer. Your confidence in grilling will skyrocket with one $10 purchase of a meat thermometer. So there's some grilling tips for you. Might do some more of these next week if I get a chance to get back to it. All right? Sound good? Very good. Well, it is now time to do our drawing because we are officially at 4:55 Eastern Standard Time. And, oh boy, we even had a little ring there. I said Eastern Standard Time, and we had a little ring there to let us know that is exactly 4:55 this afternoon. And time to find out who our winner is, okay? All right, so we're going to mix everybody up here. Mixing, 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 and mixing, mixing, mixing. And our winner for today is Ralph. Ralph, congratulations. You picked up the $5 gift card to Arby's. So there you go. You can head on out there and enjoy some Arby's. And so I hope you enjoy this gift card. As always, we will send this in the mail to you, and hopefully it will get there nice and quick for you. All right? Sound good? Very good. Thank you to everybody that called. I appreciate all the phone calls today. I want to say thank you to not only Ralph, but to Allison, to Becky, to Lucas, to Lee, to Ashley, to David, to Noah, and to Bob. Thank you, everybody that called in
this afternoon to play trivia. It's your calls that make this show go, and this show needs to go for sure. When I'm on the air, I don't want to just sit here and just spew facts the whole time. I like to spew facts sometimes, you know. I like to have a little content, but I love taking phone calls. That's what we're all about here, is the trivia part of the show, and the trivia part of the show is a lot of fun, so thank you so much. We have just enough time to do our Ladies' Corner, and I have a recipe here for you. Takes about 40 minutes, 10 minutes prep, 30 minutes to cook. Add our bacon, it's bacon-wrapped pickle bites. Bacon-wrapped pickle bites. You can find this recipe on my Facebook by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture, and you'll see it there. These bacon-wrapped pickle bites are dill pickles wrapped in smoky bacon and then baked to crispy perfection, ideal as an appetizer that is sure to be a real crowd pleaser. Here's what you need. 8 kosher dill mini pickles, 3/4 cup Philadelphia spicy jalapeno cream cheese spread, 12 slices of Oscar Mayer bacon. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 375. Drain pickles. Pat dry with paper towel. Cut each pickle crosswise into 3 pieces. Set aside. Cover rimmed baking sheet with foil. Spread 1 tablespoon cream cheese spread onto each bacon slice. Cut crosswise in half. Wrap pickles with bacon cream cheese sides down. Place seam sides down on prepared baking sheet. Bake 30 minutes or until bacon is crisp. Turning after 15 minutes, cool slightly, and there you will have your bacon-wrapped pickle bites. Again, this recipe is on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. My page will pop up. Hey, while you're there, do me a favor. Click the follow button. I would absolutely love that, and that'll help to get more people to share and to interact with Radio Nate on Facebook. All right. Thank you very much for that. Well, thanks so much for listening to the broadcast today. It is time for me to head on down the road to Waldo, where they keep me during the week. That's where I stay. No. As you know from our little stories, the wife and I get out some. We're going to head down to the Rose Garden tonight, I believe, in Clintonville, and look at the roses. So that'll be a good time tonight. That's our plan anyhow. So hopefully we'll get a chance to get down there tonight and look at those roses in Clintonville at the Rose Garden tonight. Just a picture-perfect evening to do that. You enjoy your evening now. Thank you so much for listening on this June the 16th. We'll be back next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. Check out my website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. I'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
Well, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit, and she was furious with me, and she fired me. She said, I'm not renewing your contract on the phone. I was like, well, it was a mistake. And she said, it was a big mistake. And then she took it back in like a half an hour.
When I typed in your name last night, something came up from your appearance on The View on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was on, I guess.
Oh, she was.